Thank you for joining us. We hope this message will be a blessing to you as you experience the love of God, grow in community, and discover and live out God's purpose for your life. Now, let's get into the message with Pastor Will.
All right, so let's get into the Word of God. If this is your first time visiting us, we've been on this series for a little while now, but right now we're on a series that's called This is Spiritual. And as you can see, kind of where we are today, so talking about Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 through 13. Next week, we'll continue. That's Ephesians chapter 6, verse 14 through 18. I forgot the 6 there. And then as we get into the month of November, a little bit further in November, we'll be talking about spiritual gifts. So excited about that. So as we're, y'all may have to click it back there for me. All right. So this is spiritual. This is spiritual. Yep, y'all probably have to control it. Spiritual warfare. Some people believe in it. Some people do not. And hopefully, as you've been coming to church, if you miss it, you can go to our church website and listen to some of the messages as well. God is a spirit. I appreciate at least one amen with that one there. He came in the form of a man, and the name of that man is? Yeah. But God is a spirit. Thanks. And so when we talk about spiritual warfare, that means that there is activity that is taking place, I'll put it this way, behind the natural scenes. And so there are natural things that's going on in this world. There's natural things going on in our life. But behind the scenes, there's these spiritual things going on. And so what we're talking about today is that there is this spiritual battle that is taking place. And we'll just call it between good and evil, between God and Satan and all of that, angels and demons. So if you're kind of like, I don't know if I believe in demons and all of that, is to tell people this. People, I don't believe that there is a heaven or hell. Whether you believe it or not, there is. I don't believe that there is a devil that, you know, well, believe it or not, there is. I think it's amazing that we believe that there is a God, but we don't believe in other spiritual beings. And so Satan is a fallen angel. Angels are spiritual beings, right? And so there is a spiritual battle that takes place in the earth. And so what we've been doing is trying to look at the scripture to share some truth so that we can be equipped in our life so that we don't live our life with natural blinders on and not realizing what is going on behind the scenes. So today I'm excited because we'll look at Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through 13. But to help understand the message, we'll look a little bit at the life or battle between David and Goliath. And so sometimes you say David and Goliath, somebody like, oh yeah, I heard of that. Don't people, right? But do you realize that the battle that was taking place between David and Goliath was a spiritual battle behind the scenes? So all we picture is this big giant and this little guy, you know, and he's knocking him down. But we're going to look at a scripture where the scripture literally speaks of Goliath is calling on God's little g to try to defeat the armies of Israel. And David calls on his God to defeat Goliath. Amen. So that wonderful Sunday school story that we have heard, we may have never heard that it was a spiritual battle that was taking place. All right. So last week we looked at this scripture, and this is kind of where we stopped at. So we'll just read it and keep moving. It says, in conclusion, be strong in the Lord. Draw your strength from him and be empowered through your union with him. And in the power of his boundless might, put on the full armor of God. So if y'all don't mind, if we can kind of talk back to one another a little bit, if y'all okay with that. So how much of the armor should we put on? That's right, full, all of it, all of it. For God's or his precepts are like the splendid armor of a heavenly armed soldier, so that you may be able to successfully stand up against all the schemes and the strategies and the deceits of the devil. So we're not going to deal too much with that latter part. We talked about it during Bible study. But the enemy has schemes and strategies and deceits that he is using to try to, I'll just put it this way, John 10:10, to steal, to kill, and destroy. And so the enemy is not just throwing stuff out there and hoping that it sticks. This means strategies and schemes literally mean that I am strategizing and watching your activity so that when I bring, I'll just use it this way, a temptation your way, it's not just something that I'm just trying and hope happens. If I realize, and I use this sometimes as an example, if I realize that Mondays are very challenging for you, just you drag on Mondays, then if I am your enemy, I am going to call all H-E double hockey sticks. Is that how you say it? I'm going to cause all hell to break loose in your life on Monday so that by the time even Wednesday hit, you're dragging through the week. And everything that you receive when you came to church on Sunday, if I can just rip at you, then possible the seed of the word that you receive will be uprooted. And if faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God, and I cause some bad thing to happen in your life and you forget what you heard, I got you. And so if Monday is a challenging day for you and the enemy is literally watching what you do and how you handle Mondays, like on Mondays, do you like, not, nobody in here, but is there people on your job that cuss everybody out on Monday? Is there people that go to work on Monday and are just like, I can't stand this job? And you're like, well, why do you work here? Or is it Wednesday? Or is it Thursday? It's Tuesday, right? Thank you for being honest, right? What day is it for us? That, and what I'm saying is, what is it? What day is it that we say, I feel like I'm about to lose my religion? Or if you knew me before my life in Christ, it would be. Or if you want to meet me outside, I know there's nobody in here. None of y'all. Or for anybody you don't work, but it's the kids. Or you're retired and it's whatever it is. I don't know what it is because I haven't reached that part. But what I am saying is that the enemy is studying our movements to see that when I bring warfare or battle your way, it's based upon the data that I've collected. That strategy, that schemes, and it's also brought with deceit. Are y'all following that? So therefore, we must put on the full armor of God. What is the full armor of God? It is God's precepts. What is God's precepts? It is God's teachings. What is God's teaching? It is God's word. So the way that I put on the full armor of God is by me studying and reading and meditating upon God's word. And when I do that, I'm putting on the clothing of God. I am putting on the armor of God. So if I am a believer in Christ and I am not spending time hearing or reading or meditating upon God's word, then I am walking around without the armor of God on. Or I'm trying to use armor that is worn out from the last war because I haven't renewed my mind in the word of God. So let's just say that, for an example, you know, I ain't been to church in a while. And during my time that I ain't been to church in a while, I haven't even been studying God's word. I haven't been listening to the word on TV. I haven't been listening to the word on YouTube. I ain't been doing nothing. So the question is what type of armor do you have on? What are you clothed in if you are not clothed in the precepts, the teachings, the word of God? What are you clothed in? And so if we're not clothed in God's teaching, then we are not like the splendid arm. We don't have the splendid armor of a heavenly armed soldier. So therefore, when the enemy comes with strategies and schemes and defeat, we are worn out because we don't have nothing covering us. Are y'all following that? For the person in here that says, I grew up in church and I know the word. You know the word from you growing up. What is God's word saying to you today? Because guess what? The devil don't have an age. So the same enemy that was messing with you when you were younger is the same one that could be messing with you today. And if we have not grown up in God, if we haven't matured in God, he's watching that. Now, when I say he, again, the devil is a spirit and he is not present everywhere. So what I'm talking about is demonic forces, evil spirits. And for some people in here, kind of like, what? Is that a real thing? It is. Because if it wasn't, the Bible wouldn't be talking about it. Amen? So the scripture, when it says put on the full armor of God, it is not really me walking up to an area and putting on different armor. That's the way a soldier, Roman soldier, this is where Paul is getting his context from. Roman soldier put it on, the helmet and the breastplate and the belt and all of that. Really, that phrase put on means that I'm stepping into something. And so every time, so even right now, as you're hearing and looking at the word of God, if you're receiving it, literally you are stepping into the word of God. That armor is coming on you. This is the reason why the Bible says faith comes by hearing. So faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So as you're hearing the word and as you go home and you read the word and as you pray the word and you listen to the word, you're clothing, you're stepping into the armor that is already readily available for you. But if we're not even if we're not even entertaining the things of God, then we're stepping into something else. So some of us, if we were able to pull back like the natural and see who we are spiritually, man, that would be wild, wouldn't it? I used to say this, God, if you ever hooked up a projector screen to our mind and displayed it on that thing, some of us would run out of here. But what if God said, let me just show each and every one of us where we are spiritually, and we will find out that some of us don't have on all the armor. Like some of us got maybe a helmet on. And that's all we got. The helmet of salvation. Next week we'll go into the different armor. Some of us, we cover here. We got our chest covered, our heart covered, the breastplate of righteousness. But we ain't got no sword. Where's your Bible? Where's your sword? Where's your sword? Where's your sword? And so I hope y'all can see the imagery of what I'm talking about. So every time we hear the word, we read the word, we meditate upon the word, we pray the word, every time we expose ourselves to the teaching, the precepts, the teachings of God, we are literally putting on the different armor. So if I'm neglecting that, the armor, can I say this? The armor that your grandmom prayed over you when you were younger is worn out. Well, I'm just living off of prayer. I want to say this like in such a strong way because I feel like I really need to say this to get down to someone's heart. Stop living off the prayers of someone else. And I praise God for my mom who prayed for me when I was just doing whatever I was doing. I praise God for her having, this was back with cassette tapes of different teachings that I would pop in every once in a while and listen to it. I praise God for that. Charles Stanley, all these different people I used to listen to. I praise God for that. But guess what? I cannot depend upon the prayers that my mom prayed for me way back in the 90s or in the early 2000s. Like, I need to know how to pray for myself. And guess what teaches me how to pray for myself? The Word of God. I need to read the Word for myself. Because if I'm not, I am wearing, I know none of y'all probably did this, I'm wearing worn down clothes. I know y'all never had to do this, but you had pants and you had my mom would iron a patch on it because I messed it up and my pants would be way up here because we, you know, couldn't afford to get some other, or she would cut my jeans and they turn into shorts. But you know what? That's how some of us might be looking now. We're still wearing these little spiritual clothes, and God is saying, I need for you, where you are in your life, to learn how to put the Word of God on yourself. Put your own armor on and stop depending upon someone else. Amen. So put on literally means, so again, because I used to think this like it was a table setting before me, and I would pick up the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, and the belt of truth, and the sword of the Spirit, and the shoes shod in preparation for the gospel of peace, and I would put all that on, and I'd be like, all right, I put it on. But literally, again, put on means that I'm stepping into the armor. Like it's already ready for us, and all we're doing is just stepping into it when we are receiving God's word. There's a song of put on your war clothes or something like that. Like it's like I don't know who that was. Maybe the Jetsons or something. No, Iron Man. Everybody know Iron Man. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Can y'all see that? Like Iron Man, he's walking, and as he's walking, he's stepping into stuff coming on and everything. That's that imagery. So next time you see Iron Man, think of the armor coming. Y'all see that? Can y'all see it? Like, and even he's like flying and stuff is still hitting him and all that. Because it's fit for you. The armor that God has when you receive the word of God. And like today, everybody that's hearing the word, you're hearing something different for you. So I may say, somebody may say, well, how did you grow in your relationship with Christ? Well, I wake up every morning at 5:30 and I pray for 30 minutes. Praise the Lord for you doing that. But that might not be the way that God wants you to grow. For you, it might be on your lunch break. For you, it might be in the evening time. So don't try to do it the way somebody else is doing it. Have a relationship with God so that you can put the armor that God has fit for you to put on. Amen? If I'm talking fast, listen to the recording. Because I feel like I'm like... So let's look at this battle for a moment just to kind of bring it, David and Saul. So David realized that Goliath is out here taunting the people of Israel. David's brothers is afraid. So all David is supposed to be doing is bringing some bread and some things to his brothers that's on the front line. So the word gets to King Saul that this young man, this young lad, wants to fight the Philistine. So Saul said to David, you are not able to go against this Philistine to fight him, for you are only a young man, and he has been a warrior since his youth. And sometimes people will come to you and say, you know, you don't have to go to church every Sunday. You don't have to try to be like them people. What is God leading you to do? Whatever it is, do it. Amen. Verse 34, but David said to Saul, he's talking back to the king. He says, your servant was tending his father's sheep when a lion or a bear came and took a lamb out of the flock. And he says, I went after it and I attacked the lion or the bear and I rescued the lamb out of its mouth. And when the lion or the bear rose up against me, look at this, this is a bad boy. I seized it by its whiskers. You got to get close to grab a lion or a bear by its whiskers. He said, and struck and killed it. Man, verse 36, he says, your servant has killed both the lion and the bear. And this uncircumcised Philistine, that means that Goliath did not have a covenant relationship with God, will be like one of them, since he has taunted and defied the armies of the living God. Man. So David is saying, I'm not coming to fight this Philistine just because I think I'm all bad. The reason is because this Philistine is coming against the people of God or the things of God. And I wish that we as believers of Jesus Christ could get bold enough to say, you know what? I feel like the enemy is coming against the things of God. I'm going to step into my war clothes and fight. But sometimes that ain't none of my business. Close the curtains. That's none of my business. Things involving the kingdom of God is our business. But everyone is not called to do the same thing. What is God calling you to do for his kingdom? And whatever it is that he is calling you to do, it is going to go against the kingdom of darkness. God is not just preparing you just to be preparing you. He's not just blessing you just to bless you. There is something going on in the earth that God is saying, you as my kingdom citizen, I want you to deal with that. And it is up for us to discover what is that that God is equipping us for. Just because you can take down a lion and you can take down a bear does not mean that God is calling you to fight the Philistine. But if this Philistine is defying the armies of the living God, then God today is speaking to us and saying, get up. There's something that I need for you to do, because the enemy is running around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Amen? David recognized that this battle was spiritual, and this is where I was talking about earlier. Verse 43 of 1 Samuel 17, kind of jumping down. This is what the Philistine actually said to David. And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. Not David's gods, the Philistine gods. Notice, lowercase g. What does that mean? That means that that is not the living God and who David is talking about. So literally, if you can hear this, the Philistine is saying that the ability that I have to defeat the armies of God is coming from my gods. And this is the reason why we have to realize that some of these battles that we are in are not just natural, they are spiritual. If I am trying to fight an addiction and I don't realize that this addiction has some type of spiritual influence behind it, and I'm thinking, I'm just going to stop. And every time I try to stop, I keep coming back to it. And it is like a chain is around my neck, and it only allows me to go this far. It's like having a pit bull on a chain. And we don't realize that that is a stronghold and is spiritual. And counseling and therapy and things will help renew, but sometimes you have to pray and say, God, I need for this thing that has a grip on me to be broken. Are y'all following that? And there's certain things that certain people, you say, I just can't get over this thing. Well, what if it's not just natural? What if there is some type of spiritual influence that is holding you to a certain point? And every time you try to, you know, like a dog, if y'all can see that, like a dog that it starts running towards you And it forgets that it has a chain and it gets yoked back. And for some of us, we've had those experiences in life where it's like, I'm feeling good. And it says, I'm going to go. And all of a sudden, something pulls you back. And you're wondering, why can't I go further? I got a degree. I'm married. I got money. I got family. What is going on? Why can't I go further? It might be spiritual. I hope y'all seeing that. Or how come I can't go any further than my family went? Why does it seem as if every one of us, we stop right here? It might be some type of spiritual, generational thing that's happening. But why would the enemy not want me to go further? You know why? Because if you go further, you advance God's kingdom. What does that mean? You move God's kingdom further into territory that the enemy has been holding. And it's this thought that I've got all of these generations behind me, and God is saying, I need for you to create space for them. But if I don't deal with the spiritual battle that has taken place, and we don't defeat Goliath, my children won't make it nowhere near I've made it. Because the reality is that the line will keep moving further back. Not forward, back. And the generations will deal with more and more, and things will get worse. I hope somebody is hearing me. So if you're feeling this restriction and you've checked all the boxes that they said, people said, parents said, you're all at, check all the boxes, but something keeps holding me back and I can't see it, it might be spiritual. And so if you can picture this battle, all of these people are lined up and they want to fight Goliath, but they keep running. Because yes, he was big and he was massive and even had, still he had somebody else holding his shield and all of that. But Goliath is literally saying in the scripture, he said he cursed David by his gods. So Goliath was not standing by himself. And what are gods? Gods are demonic forces that's sent to help people. This is where it gets real interesting. They're like, Lord Jesus, how many more minutes he got? So, gods, small g, and notice it's plural. So, this Philistine, Goliath, had to call on multiple gods to try to defeat the army of the living God. So what the army of Israel was not doing up until the point that David steps on the front line, they were not calling on their God. So they were trying to fight Goliath and his gods in their own human strength. But then David comes along and says, and I kind of broke some of this out, this is the day, this day, the Lord will hand you, Goliath, over to me so that all the earth may know that what? There is a God, big G, in Israel. Man, I pray that y'all see this. So David was saying, oh, Goliath, you want to call on your gods? I'm going to call on my God. And my God, the Lord, will help me bring you down. And did God help him do that? Yes. Amen? Yes. And so these different battles that we might be experiencing, it might just be spiritual. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, contending only with physical opponents, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly supernatural realms. That verse is letting you know that there is a battle that has taken place for our life. We got to recognize when it is natural or spiritual. And so just to finish this up. So David said, the Lord who rescued me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear, he will rescue me from the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said to David, put it in my own words, go on with your bad self. And by the way, may the Lord be with you. David was saying, if God did it before, he'll do it again. But David recognized that I'm not fighting a lion and I'm not fighting a bear. So then Saul, who told David, go on, may the Lord be with you. He dressed David in his garments, not David's garments. He dressed David in Saul's garments and put a bronze helmet on his head and put a coat of mail of armor on him. Sometimes people will wish you the best, but then try to give you what worked for them. Be careful of that. All you got to do is pray all night. It worked for me. I'm tired. I got to work in the morning. I can't pray all night. Oh, you really don't want it. See, people will try to put on you what works for you. How did you defeat the lion and the bear? What works for you? Whatever works for you, use it. But David, like many of us, would say, okay, he's the king. He fastened a sword over his armor. And he tried to walk, but he could not because he was not accustomed or used to using Saul's armor. And David said to Saul, I cannot go with these on because I am not used to or accustomed to them. So David took them off. Do not try to fight spiritual battles with someone else's personalized armor. Amen. Fight with the armor that God has equipped you with personally. So then David took his shepherd's staff in his hand, and he chose, this is the part where we remember this from Sunday school, 5 smooth stones, not rugged stones, out of the stream bed, and he put them in his shepherd's bag, which he had, his shepherd's pouch. And with his sling in his hand, he approached the Philistine. David stepped into the armor that God had for him, and it did not look like someone else's armor. So wrapping this up, here's the questions I have for us. Number one, what spiritual battles are we facing today? Can we identify it? What armor have you acquired by spending time with God? Or what armor are you lacking by not spending time with God? So are you in a spiritual battle? And through me sharing this message, did you identify that, you know what, that thing that I'm going through right there, it's been lingering too long, that might just be spiritual. And so what God is saying to us today, if you know that it is spiritual, do not just try to fight it naturally. Get in God's word. If you are struggling with peace of mind, get in God's word and find scriptures that deals with God's peace. If you're struggling with something in your physical body and you feel like this is a spiritual attack against you, meditate and study scriptures that's dealing with healing. If you're, whatever it is that you're, and you identify that this is not normal, this is some type of spiritual attack, find scriptures in the word of God so that you can step in that, put that armor on, and fight that way.
Thank you once again for listening to Pastor Will's message. We hope that it has been a blessing to you today. Our goal is to help you experience God's love, grow in His love, and live out His purpose for your life. We invite you to join us live each Sunday at 11 a.m. to hear Pastor Will's message. For more information, encouraging messages, and events, please visit us online at purposechurchde.org.